everybody, and welcome to episode number one of the Best Little Horde House in Azeroth, a show we like to call Horde House for short, because the world just doesn't have enough World of Warcraft podcasts. My name is Rob Roberts, and I'm going to be joining you over the next hour or so to talk about World of Warcraft with my awesome co-hosts. Say hello to Extofer.
Hello.
How are you doing?
When you say my name, you say it so funny.
I know. Well, how would you prefer
Extofer.
How would you prefer I say your name?
Just Extofer.
Should I say it like, oh, it's Extofer?
No, please don't.
No, okay. So you just prefer Extofer. All right, forget it. So how are you doing this lovely evening, Extofer?
I'm doing great.
You're actually playing Warcraft right now during the show, right?
No, I was just logged in.
I see. Oh, you're just watching for auctions, right?
Yeah, you know.
I see
how it
is.
Up on the business.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Since it is a new show, it's a brand new thing, we thought we would talk a little bit about ourselves, our characters, why we're doing a podcast, why we're playing WoW, and all that fun stuff. So, I don't know, you want to start, Extofer? Who are you? Why should we care?
You should care about me because I don't give a fuck about you.
How nice and kind.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. My main character is named Extoferal, and he plays on the Winterhoof server, US, of course. And he's pretty elite. And I don't know. He's a resto druid. He used to be a feral tank. I was leveling him to become a feral tank, but things change, and I ended up being resto. So. My name is kind of confusing because it has the word feral in it, but I'm not feral. And
it's
my aspect is actually boomkin. So.
It's a great trick for PvP, right?
Yeah, exactly. They think I'm going to be a cat, but I'm really a bird or a tree or nothing right now. Resto doesn't really get time to shine as a tree as much anymore.
So is that it? Is that your only 80?
No, I have two other 80s. I have a rogue named Kostya, and he's pretty newbie rogue. I actually started the game when I started playing back in 2005 as a rogue, so most of my time playing was actually as a rogue, but I've since changed to druids, but I still keep my rogue with me because I like the play style of rogues. I really like the assassination spec. And then my other character is a hunter, even worse at playing a hunter, which is funny because hunters like face roll.
Hunters have that reputation of being very easy to play.
Yeah.
Which is strange. I've never played one. Well, I played one to like level 12.
Yeah, my hunter, I started the character just thinking I was just going to, you know, level to 10 just to see how, you know, what it's like to train a pet, you know, pretty much. I wasn't really in the mood to level another character to 80, but once I figured out that it's so easy to level and fast, I like was 80 within like 3 weeks. So
wow.
I was pretty fast at it. I mean, seriously though, there's other people that can level to 80 in like 2 days.
So less. all your characters are Horde, right? Or you have one alliance, right?
I have one alliance. The rest are Horde. My alliance, actually, I started the game as alliance. My rogue on the alliance was a Night Elf rogue, and I was really big in vanilla WoW on soloing, and then when I would play, I was in a guild at the time, and when I would actually play dungeons with them, I didn't know what the hell I was doing most of the time. Like, I was just horrible at sapping. I was horrible at, I didn't know what kick was. I didn't know what vanish was, you know, like I didn't know how to use these abilities that are really smart abilities in the game that I just didn't give a fuck about. And I was just like kind of playing the game because I thought it was fun. I was pretty much the classic noob.
So what keeps you playing WoW today? You're playing your druid these days. What mostly, I guess. What keeps you hooked on WoW?
I think it's a mixture of things. It's social. I like being able to say hi to people that I don't normally talk to, you know, in real life. I like to go around and do daily quests. I like to make gold. I like to raid. I mean, there's just a lot of reasons why I play the game. Right? So.
And you raid 7 nights a week, right?
Absolutely not. I give off the impression, but I don't. I raid 2 nights a week.
What do you do on the nights you're not raiding?
Like I said, I do dailies and I make gold by selling items on the auction house. I've really become big on the auction house lately.
Gotcha. So more WoW.
There's an add-on called Postal, which I never realized was, I'm kind of a noob when it comes to add-ons, unless they have to do with raiding. So these like quality of life add-ons like Postal and Quest Helper and all those, add-ons. Like I just started doing these add-ons and I really love the Postal add-on. It opens all of your auction house mail in like one hit.
Oh wow, that might be one I need to check out too.
Oh yeah, definitely.
So I sell a lot of crap.
So what about you?
Enough about you. Let's talk about me.
Well, it's always about me, but
It's about me. I'm Rob Roberts, of course, and you might know me from another show, Orange Lounge Radio, because it's been on for what, like almost 10 years. It's a very long time. Actually, it's 9 years next year. So
you're an old Rob.
I know. So I actually was a Final Fantasy XI player for several years, and that led to a kind of a big migration. A lot of the players from there ended up starting to play WoW. So I went over to World of Warcraft when it first came out. I kind of went back and forth for a little while. And then I stuck with WoW because that's where all my friends were at. Took a little break for a little while. Mainly what I've been playing lately is an AD Paladin, Holy Paladin. That's pretty much my main character. She's dual spec for Rhett. I'm a Dwarf Paladin, so I'm like a unicorn in World of Warcraft. There's not a lot of Dwarf Paladins anywhere, so especially females. So it's kind of cool.
Cool is subjective. Well, but whatever, go on.
When you see her casting with the pigtails, it's hilarious. And that's like the whole reason to play a dwarf female right there is the pigtail haircut. So just saying. And yeah, I play a female. So what? I mean, you play females in other video games. So whatever. I think it's funny. It's funny. So, and I don't want to say all the names of my characters, but I like to name my characters very dumb, silly things because it reminds me not to take WoW too seriously. And I just think it's funny. So I play mostly a Holy Paladin right now. She's dual spec for Rhett, so that's like my main, and that's where I spend most of my time doing the raiding and dailies and daily heroic and all that. For the longest time, I had a character that I liked to call my level 78 bank alt, because I had a warrior who I leveled for some time with somebody else. We were leveling together for quite a way, and when he got into Northrend, I kind of stopped for a while. And then I was doing PvP on my warrior, and I got kind of sick of it. So for the longest time, she was at level 78, but she's an enchanter. And don't ask me why I took a warrior, Taylor, and enchanting, but I did. So she was like my disenchant bank alt for the longest time.
You know what? I have my rogue on the Alliance is alchemy and herbalism, which just sounds weird to me. I don't know. Many people don't think it's weird that I told, but I think it's weird.
Potions are very versatile, though. But I mean, like, seriously, tailoring? What am I going to make a warrior? Like a cape of... that was a dumb thing for me to do, but whatever. The enchantings come in real handy, I'll tell you.
Yeah, exactly.
Enchanting stuff. But I just got her to 80 just in the past couple weeks. So now I have an 80 warrior. And then, of course, I have an 80 druid who was my first 80 who I haven't touched in a very long time because the guild I play in now is Alliance. So kind of funny that Extfer and I, even though we're frenzies, he plays Horde on one server and I play Alliance on another. So that's kind of cool because we have the different perspectives. I like to think of myself as a hardcore casual player. I play casually. I do raid with my group, but my group that I'm in is a very social group. It's mostly people that all know each other in real life. And we never really had expectations of raiding, but it was kind of like once we got the first taste and kind of started doing it, we did more and more and more. And we've only been raiding in ICC since April. So it's still kind of newish to us, although at the same time, I'm like totally sick of that place.
Yeah, so. I know. I get that.
So those are my 80s. I have a druid that I haven't touched in a very long time. I'm considering moving her and faction changing to Worgen. I don't know yet, but I kind of like having a Hordy too, and it's on your server, and I know you'll cry tears of pain if I move her.
Well, but I mean, it's not like you've been on your Horde side, character in a long ass time.
I think the last time I logged in to that Horde character was to get the 5th anniversary pet. And I'll log in again to get the 6th anniversary pet if there is one. I don't even think we've really heard.
Oh, so the Onyxia. I, for some reason, thought it was a baby Blizzard Bear, but that was 2 years ago.
No, it was a while ago. So that those are my characters. And then I have a bunch of other alts that aren't even past level 20, like I'm sure a lot of people do. And a couple Death Knights, because you have to have a couple Death Knights.
So that's I have five Death Knights scattered around. I don't even know which servers they're on anymore.
So you have the casual raider. You have the claims he's not that hardcore raider. On the Horde side, we next to her, and we're doing a podcast. Why are we doing a podcast? I don't know. We've talked about doing a show together for a very long time. Why not? Everybody else has a Warcraft podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
I think ours
is sassy.
Yeah, I think ours would be sassy. Exactly. That's weird.
I know.
But yeah, I would definitely categorize us as the premier WoW podcast.
Such a bold statement for episode one. So humble.
Exactly.
Should be the Humble House.
No. We're the Horde House. I mean, Horde House.
Horde House. Yeah. It's very important, experts. Horde House.
I got it.
They're not going to take us on iTunes if we call it anything else that might be.
Oh, really?
I don't know. All right.
I think you should say, you should do it and then say you just had a typo or something.
How about no? How about what's going on in Azeroth this week? We always want to start off our show talking about what we're doing in the world of Warcraft this week and anything that might be impacting your WoW life as well. So, Extifer, what is your world of Warcraft this week?
This week, it's all about gearing for Tier 8 gear and also Heroic Lich King. That's what we're doing. Tier 8 gear because we're trying to go for a Herald of the Titans, which is an achievement that's going away in Cataclysm, and we're trying to do it before Cataclysm, obviously, because it's going away, but also because you get a title, the title Herald of the Titans, and you have to get Algolon down by wearing only Tier 8 in your whole party. So.
Oh, okay, I've heard of that achievement before. I don't got time for that.
It's actually really easy to gear for.
It is now because you can spend your justice points to get all the tier 8 stuff, right?
Well, and plus you can chain run the ICC normal instances, and it's all about your eye level gear.
Ah.
So if you're, as long as you have eye level 232 weapons and ranged and offhands or whatever and shields, and then eye level 226 armor and trinkets, then you're good to go. It's just about the hardest part about it is actually the fight itself, because Algolon isn't a walk in the park, you know, especially if you're in tier 8 gear. And then also it's about getting the people on and getting them willing to commit to it. So
you're trying to juggle that and Heroic Lich King.
Yes, and we're about to get Heroic Lich King down. I'm convinced that we'll do it on Monday.
Do you know what happened? You know what's funny? Last night, I was playing Horde side on our server because I was trying to do the album art for the show that you're going to see in iTunes later and trying to get a screenshot to do that. And while I was on, I kid you not, an Alliance guild got the server first on our guild for Heroic Lich King.
Really?
Yeah, just now got server first.
Huh, awesome.
And it's so, only like what, a week before, or I'm sorry, a month before Cataclysm's out. That cracked me up. And then of course the Horde, you know, everybody's like, oh, it's about time the Alliance like did something. And oh, because our server's notorious. Horde has Wintergrasp all the time, and they're very PvP centric, which is weird because I'm on a PvE server. But apparently they don't raid because the Alliance got the server first on that. This is kind of funny the way that works out.
It's funny. I mean, that fight is so hard that a lot of guilds haven't been able to do it. And my guild is only a 10-man guild. I mean, we used to do 25s with... we used to be in another guild, and then we kind of branched off. And just the whole, you know, pull of having to get 25 people together and then rely on them from making, you know, good decisions was just enough for us to branch off, and we're just getting him on 10-man, and 10-man is just a headache and a half, so I can only imagine what it's like on 25.
Wow. So you think you'll get it? You got a month left?
I think we'll get it. I mean, the 10-man one obviously is not as hard as the 25, but it is really hard, and only three guilds on my server have gotten it, so we're hoping to be the fourth.
So for all those people out there who, you know, because even though we've talked a lot about rating tonight, we do want to be a show that includes everybody. So for those people out there who are not at a level where they're even attempting Heroic Lich King, let alone regular Lich King, what is it about the Heroic Lich King fight in simple WoW terms that makes it so hard?
Getting out of stuff and trying to not die to bombs falling on you and Valkyrs not dying. I don't know, that's just the best way to put it. So, like, there's a lot more damage. There's stuff that falls on the ground that you have to move away from.
Too much coordination.
Yeah, there's the third phase is completely different than the original. The normal phase. The normal phase has only one person going into Frostmourne. In Heroic, everybody gets pulled into Frostmourne, and it's quite different inside. You have to dodge bombs that are falling overhead, and you have to rely on range to kill those adds that are in there. Names escape me at the moment, but we after one or two tries in there, we think we got the gist of it, so we're just hoping to tighten it up and get it down.
I could, even in regular Lich King, which is what our guild's working on right now, like, one uncoordinated person can wipe that entire fight in regular 10 man. And so in 25 man, I can't even imagine, in Heroic too, I can't even imagine how crazy that fight must be. And for those that have never done the fight before, there's this infamous move the Lich King does called Defile. And what Defile does is basically it's cast on one of your raid members, and basically in about 5 seconds, that member is going to shit their pants all over the floor. And if anybody else is standing in it, including the person who pooped, then it just gets bigger, and it causes everybody else to shit their pants, and pretty soon you just have shit all over the floor, and everybody dies.
Yeah.
That's really how it is.
Yeah, it's an amazing – it's like just – really amazing if your party isn't, or your raid isn't coordinated and doesn't know what to expect, how fast your raid can go down because of that one ability.
So when Defile comes up and you know Defile is going to land, you need to know how to run to the restroom real quick.
Yeah, exactly. If you start feeling crap in your pants, you just died from Defile.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's what I think. I think there's several people in my group that have felt that sensation like all week long. Because Defile in Heroic, it grows twice as fast.
Oh, no.
So it's like, you know, in a second you can see the whole place lit up with the, you know, that black voice.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So what? Anything else besides Heroic fights and Uber Raid stuff that you've been doing in Azeroth?
Just the gearing thing. I am actually coordinating this Herald of the Titans run, which I don't usually coordinate runs, but I really want this. This is something that is going away. I mean, Bane of the Fallen King, which is the title you get from Heroic Lich King, that's all great and groovy and, you know, stuff, and I want it. And I think we'll get it, but it's not going away in Cataclysm. It's something that you can still obtain. It'll still be hard. I'm convinced it'll still be hard at level 85, just because you still have to have awareness. But I really want the Herald of the Titans title.
All right. Well, good luck. I hope you get it.
I hope so, too.
Let me talk about my week real quick. My week in Azeroth. Well, I already mentioned we were working on regular Lich
King. Okay, back to me.
Oh, so, hey, rude. Well, I mean, to be honest, I only raided once this week because, you know, real life greater than WoW, and some other stuff got in the way the other night. So I only did the one Lich King night, and unfortunately, you know, we're just having a hard time getting past that second phase of the fight where the Defile's mixed with the Valkyrs, and if the Defile gets dropped where the Valkyrs are flying, it's done. So, you know, we've been just trying to get over that hump. And what really stinks is when there's just those random disconnects. You know, Comcast goes out for somebody or whatever. It's just so disappointing, especially when you're doing so well. And it's not like anybody's to blame. It's just, you know, crap happens. So
it's not exactly the easiest fight even on normal.
Right. So we'll get it eventually. Actually, I was really proud because we one-shotted like every other boss in the place, including those that were giving us trouble before. Cindergrossa one-shotted. Valtheria one-shotted. So now it's really just about Lich King. So I know our guild will get it. So outside of raiding... I did heroics this week, which is noteworthy because, like, I was at a point where I was so sick of running heroics. I think it was right around the time the Justice Point conversion happened. And so I was able to just buy everything with Justice Points, even the stuff that used to be Frost Badges. You know, it's just I've loaded up on all the gear for both of my sets, and it's kind of like, okay, there's really no point in running heroics now. But I guess now what I'm doing is I'm hoarding points for when I turn 85. So I started running some heroics again this week, and it was like, ooh, Halls of Stone. I haven't seen this place in forever. Hooray. So it was quite the change from 3 weeks ago when, you know, you'd see the loading screen for Halls of Stone pop up, and you're like, fuck my life.
I know, exactly. I made it again.
I'm going to die.
I had 4,000, like, 800 and something points. And I thought I was going to just save them, you know, and obviously some of those would go away and convert into money when Cataclysm drops. But I would be at the cap. But last night that changed because I wanted my tier 8 stuff, so I spent it.
And I've been doing PvP on my warrior, which is kind of a mistake. I leveled her mostly through PvP, and that was a bad idea. And
why?
Well, because now that I'm 80 in PvP, I don't have the gear really for it. Because everybody has their Uber ICC level rating gear, and even though it doesn't have resilience, they still whoop my butt, I have no hit points. So I really should have started with a decent set of rating gear and then tried to kind of like convert that into PvP gear. So I'm having a really hard time. But you know, there's a bug right now. Well, I don't know if it's a bug or intentional or what, but a lot of the gear that you're supposed to have arena score to be able to equip, you can equip.
Like, oh, really?
Oh, yeah. There's a shield. You can get a 270 shield for like 70 honor. But you're supposed to have a rating of 1800 or something like that. I use it on my Holy Pally to heal. It's spec'd better than any shield. You know, I think the shield I had before was from like Trial of the Champion, like a 232. So to be able to get a 270, even though it has resilience on it, it's better.
I've been hearing people are doing that. I haven't done it myself because I'm not a real big PvP fanatic, but
you don't even have to be. Well, you're so uber, you probably have something better anyway. But you know, for the rest of us peons, it's a nice little jump up, you know, without having to like do the Uber raids.
I was kind of lucky in a sense because before we switched from 25 mans to 10, the guild I was in was downing heroic bosses in ICC, so I got a few items that are 277.
Oh, nice.
But yeah, that's just luck on my part, though, I think.
All right. Well, that's pretty much my week. I'm really trying to hold off on the whole Altaholic or whatever because I really want to wait for Cataclysm or at least the next patch that's going to unlock some of the new combinations. It's like I'm kind of torn. Like I kind of want to try a priest, and now I'm really torn. I kind of want to do a warlock. I don't know why. Like our guild only has like one regular warlock, and I don't know. Like it just seems kind of interesting. I hear a lot about it, and a lot of them kick my ass in PvP. So I'm kind of curious.
I'm hearing demo locks are crazy good right now.
Yeah.
So and plus you get to be a demon for parts of the time, so that's awesome.
I'm kind of disappointed the next expansion isn't going to have a new class. Like, that'll be the next expansion, I'm sure. Like, I noticed this whole, like, new race, new class, new race, new class thing going on. So I'm sure whatever comes out in a couple of years will have a new class. But I don't know. Would have been nice to try something new.
In a way, it's okay because, I mean...
I guess the juggling that they did with 4.0 has made a lot of stuff feel new again.
Yeah.
So, there is
the Death Knights, they've been put through their, you know... ringer for the last 2 years. I mean, they've gone through so many changes, like I forget, you know, what they were like in beta. So I don't know, like it's kind of good for balance sake, I guess.
Death Knights are really, really, really fun in PvP, but I'm kind of over it. Like I have one that's in their 60s and leveling mostly through PvP. Kind of over it.
I leveled a Death Knight to 73. I think that's
Wow. Good for you, Extifer.
Yay. Get a cookie.
All right. Let's talk about the news. What's going on in the news? We're always going to cover the news and give our own little big fat opinions on what's going on in WoW news and Blizzard news and newsy news. So let's go to Extifer with the news.
Well, there's a few things going on. I might be missing a few things. But from the information that I've gathered, I've done a little scouting. The insane title... that was said to be out of the game when Cataclysm launches is back in, apparently. They announced it a couple days ago that the Insane title will be coming back in Cataclysm. You will not have to rep grind with a Chandelier, I believe, the Dire Maul faction.
Which I didn't even know was a faction until this news story was being explained to me like last night. I was like, who the fuck are the Chandelier?
Yeah, they're the hardest faction to grind with because you have to rely on getting Librams and you can only hold one in your inventory at a time. And you also have to rely on getting like pristine black crystals, which are pretty rare and go for a lot on auction. So it's one of the guys in my guild actually got the Insane title, and I think he's freaking crazy. Which
don't you always like when you see somebody with that Insane title? Like maybe I'm just highly judgmental and a jerk and elitist, but like whenever I see someone with the Insane title, I'm kind of like, oh yeah, you are.
You are wow. Yeah.
No, you are insane. The title fits. Like don't you have to do... I always thought the Bloodsail Buccaneers was supposed to be the hardest rep grind.
No.
Really?
So...
Don't you have to get... And don't you have to get Aldor and Scryer for that? Or am I crazy?
Oh, God. I don't even know. I mean, I've never tried for it myself, but I do know that you have to get all of the Goblin factions, which are, you know, the Ratchet and Winterspring...
That's not too terrible. You can kill the goblins on the boats in the PvP area in Grizzly Hills. Gives you rep with that faction.
Interesting.
All the goblin factions for the kills in there. I mean, it's not a lot. It's like 5 per kill, but, you know.
But I think that the...
Kid with Starfall could get a lot real quick.
I was told that the Bloodsail Buccaneers is pretty easy to get because all you do is go at war with... what's it called, the Booty Bay goblins, and then you just kill a bunch of them until you get to... I think it's only honored that you get before you get that, though. So you don't even need to be exalted.
Well, I guess that's good. Yeah. Not something I'm going to be trying for anytime soon, that's for sure.
Me either. I don't think I'm going to try it even when it comes back.
Okay, so it's back in the game, and it's easier to get now.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people are on... I think it's really funny... But a lot of people, those elitist people on the forums are saying, okay, now it's like the Jenkins title. Like anybody
okay.
Like, okay, yeah.
Okay, have fun.
Yeah, because, you know, it's as easy as going in and killing like 50, you know, whelps that are 20 levels below you or whatever. It's, yeah. So the other stuff that's happening, there are two new vanity pets coming out this month. Apparently, Lil Ragnaros and Moonkin Hatchling, which is different for both the Alliance and the Horde. They both get their own versions of that.
They're both ugly as hell.
I think they're cute.
They're ugly. They look like the baby in Splice. That's what they look like to me. They are hideous looking. Like with their giant eyes. Like, what is that? Like Moonkins are cute. Moonkin Hatchlings are crack babies.
I think they look adorable, and I'm going to get one, and I will be, I don't care, I'll be counted as Down syndrome then.
You are a consumer whore. We're going to get hate mail on our first episode. You better watch it.
I'm sorry, and by Down syndrome, I mean follow your dreams, and you can do anything if you set your heart to it.
Anyway, so tell us more about how we get the Moonkin Hatchling.
Well, you purchase them on the Blizzard store, which is at us.battle.net, I believe. You can access the store from that website.
I'm sure there will be banners on the login screen. Click me and get your little spice.
I'm sure there will be. But the cool part about these pets is what they did last year with the other pets that they've offered, like the Pandaren Monk and stuff, is that a portion goes to charity. You know, I think it's Make-A-Wish. So, you know, that's a real cool thing, you know. So,
well, why just a portion? Why not the full thing, Blizzard? Well, like, really?
Don't want to make money. Well,
because I'm sure this is so much work to implement. I mean, because they aren't, like, rolling in dough after the star ponies. Like...
Seriously. I mean, really, if they wanted to donate to charity, that would have been the one that would have... that would have sold, you know, they could have bought a whole country with the proceeds they got from that. No.
I bought the Pandaren Monk last year, and I had buyer's remorse 15 minutes afterwards.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I got my Deathy the other day, and it's funny because it doesn't do any animation, but it makes all the sound effects a bit murky. Not murky.
What's your favorite pet in WoW? Just random aside.
My favorite pet in WoW?
Mine's easy.
What's yours?
Mine are the bunnies from Noble Garden. Because... because they're very active.
That's the only reason. Yes, oh, I
they're
know.
Funny. There's nothing funnier to me than like putting out the Noble Garden bunny when your raid leader's trying to explain the Lich King fight, and you know, and if you get a defile, make sure you run back into the boing.
You know what? My favorite pet is Lil XT.
Because that almost sounds like Little Extifer, a little bit.
Yeah, well, there you go. I never made that correlation, but you know what? I'll take it.
All right.
I love that pet. I know it annoys the hell out of everybody where you know it's near, but I really love that pet, and I love XT. That's like one of my favorite guilty pleasures.
Okay, so sorry, back to Splice Babies. I didn't mean to.
Oh no!
But, and Little Ragnaros. Where's our sixth anniversary pet? Are they even giving? I kind of assumed Little Ragnaros would be the sixth anniversary pet. Maybe.
No, I don't think so. I think I
do
don't
think
know.
They just did a recycle last year's. I bet they do because they totally recycled like a lot of other stuff, like Brewfest. Totally same mug from last year.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on because the last 2 years in a row, you got a pet. There was the baby Blizzard Bear, and then there's the Anixian Whelpling or whatever. Not sure what's going on with that, but
well, maybe it'll be in the news next week.
Maybe. Speaking of, I have more. Troll Druids get their own epic flight form in the form of a bat, and it was explained to me that this is for lore reasons. Because druids or trolls, specifically the Darkspear trolls, do not like birds. So, which doesn't explain why they're still moonkins, because, I mean, that's kind of like a bird, right?
Aren't moonkins kind of like a bird, too?
Yeah, that's what I
do. Do trolls have different looking moonkins?
No, they don't. Well, they're recolored. They're recolored versions of the night elf troll moonkins, I believe. I'm not sure about that. It's been a while since I've been in beta. But...
I guess the bat thing's cool.
I love the bat thing. I think it looks awesome.
Insert the I am Batman jokes.
Exactly.
Let it begin. Let the Batman references begin. Hooray.
I think I saw a few of those already. In...
Why so serious? Can't wait.
I love it, though. And so it makes sense, I guess, for lore reasons. Of course, that's hearsay, so it might not be even true. But hey, you know what? I like it. It's a bat, and it's different. It's not a bird like the other races. So, and it kind of makes me want to race change my druid. I'm seriously considering it.
Yay! Really give Blizzard more of your money.
I really love the gaudy troll forms. I really love them. Like even the cat and the bear. Like I don't know what it is, but I just really like it.
So let's look at tonight's news. So between buying the Splice Baby and the Little Ragnaros and faction changing to a druid and buying Cataclysm, how much money do you plan on giving Blizzard this month?
I'm not going to buy the pet this month.
Oh, okay.
But you know what? Since the Cataclysm...
You're cutting charity out first. You have to...
I'm
you know,
sorry.
Times
I'm
are
sorry,
tough.
Sorry, kids.
Times are tough. We have to cut back in some very difficult places.
Dude, I need money too. I'm in need. People should.
But you want to be Batman.
Yeah, exactly. But since Cataclysm is dropping next month, I won't be dropping any money for anything this month. Next month, I will be getting Cataclysm. I'll probably do a race change. Haven't decided if I'm going to do the race change for my druid right away or if I'm going to do the race change for my hunter. Because, like I said earlier, my hunter was really kind of a joke character that I kind of started getting into after the initial joke. And so now I'm stuck with a stupid name. Exto Girl is what her name is.
That is kind of a dumb name.
Yeah, and she's a blood elf female, which I
Of
think that's
course.
real. Yeah, I think I need to change. I'm
Because all
gonna.
the blood elf females are really guys. It's.
Yeah, exactly. I've gotten people coming up to me and going, "Can I be your WoW boyfriend?" Like, seriously. Like, and I'm like, "Dude, I'm a guy." And they're like, "Yeah, no shit." No, I'm kidding.
Or you should reply, sure, give me 10 gold. I gotta go
Exactly.
to the grocery store and get some eggs. Give me gold.
I'm like, yeah, I'm taking applications. There you go. But my last piece of news is that speaking of faction race changes, they will be available for Worgen and Goblins from the launch of Cataclysm. So people that want to faction or race change to their favorite Worgen or Goblin, you can do that right on December 7th at 12 midnight. Blizzard's going to be inundated with a bunch of stuff that night. I bet the servers are just going to be wonky.
Oh, I can't wait for launch night. I bet it's going to be hilarity.
I will be there. I'm
And
so
y
excited.
I one thing you didn't mention, I don't know if it's because it was last week or whatever, but the new website is out
Oh,
too, and
yeah.
that's on top of everything else. So will they be rolling that out the same week too? I mean, the beta website will go live or whatever, or is that supposed to be sooner?
Well, as far as I know, the beta website is right now. I mean, they're testing it actively right now. You can go there, you can post on the forums.
It's actually kind of cool. I like it.
I kind of like it too. A lot of people, it's getting a lot of flack. People don't like the color scheme and stuff like that. I'm
Well,
like, dude,
it's less busy than the old site. It looks just like the StarCraft site, which I'm kind of, except it's red, but it makes sense.
And you can look up your characters just like on the armory. It's
Yeah,
kind
I
of
kind of
cool.
like that your character's like live rendered. Like you don't have those. You know how in the old forums you have those pictures that just like every 80 human female has the same picture no matter what their character looks like, but now they're like live rendering pictures, which is neat.
Exactly. I'm right there with you. I like it a lot. I can't say it enough. I think that the old website was kind of dated, and how it looked. So it'll be kind of a refreshing. But I think it's going to be launching right before Cataclysm. I think really they're going to launch that.
They'll probably do it with a 4.3 patch. I don't know, but I thought it was interesting that they have the like character audits on the website too. That kind of surprised me. Like Blizzard will tell you what's wrong with your character. That just kind of seems against the catering to the casual, but maybe it's to help people out. I don't know. Have you seen that? Like on the when you look up a character, it'll say in the bottom right-hand corner, like it'll audit your character. And like my main is fine, but like I pulled up my warrior who's very poorly geared and all that just for laughs, and it was telling me about like missing enchant here, missing enchant here, missing gems
Ooh,
here.
I like that though. That's
It's
good.
interesting. Yeah.
It's kind of, I mean, maybe for those people that like, for your warrior, it just kind of feels like, oh God, I have all this stuff to do and I don't really want to necessarily.
Exactly. Like, yay, give me a checklist of things I
But
need to
like for your
spend more
main,
time in.
yeah. For your main though, I mean, it's good because it shows you if anything's out of whack. Maybe you logged out with an item that you didn't think you had equipped or something, and you check that and you're like, oh, I need to change that when I log back in or something. I don't know. Oh, there's one more piece of news though that I forgot to talk about.
Oh, I totally derailed your original topic of Worgen and Goblins, so I
Oh, no,
apologize. Are
I
you
mean,
gonna faction change to Worgen or Goblin day one?
I think that's the hunter change. I think that's going to be my goblin. I'm actually thinking of rolling a goblin shaman, but.
Everything I've heard about, like I am very tempted to take my Tauren and bring her over as a Worgen, but everything I've heard about the leveling experience and what little I've played in the beta of Worgen and all that, like it seems like I really do kind of want to level one from start because it just seems like there's so much to experience. Like just jumping a Worgen straight to 80 is going to be, then will I want to have two Worgens? Not really. So I might as well start one from scratch,
Well, here's how I categorize them. Goblin, the whole obviously, the whole experience is just a little silly and it's fun and it's kind of unique to that particular race, and it's really fun. I've played through it.
Mm-hmm.
Worgen is more serious. It's more Victorian. It's more, you know, dark. I played through that whole experience, and I think they both have different flavors, and I think they're both going to be good additions to the game. And they both get their own cutscenes, and I think they've done an incredible job with
Do you think Blizzard will support them better than they did Draenei?
They already have. Unfortunately,
poor Draenei.
I think they've given, you know, goblins, you know, more depth of character than Draenei ever had. But you know what? Goblins have been in the game since vanilla, so it's easy to flesh them out. I think they've done the same with Worgen, though. So
Draenei's female still had the best voice in the game.
Worgen have actually been in the game since vanilla too. So
true. All right, so what was your other bit of news?
Oh, my other bit of news, and I think this is kind of cool, is that Blizzard has implemented a new way of having an authenticator. It's called the dial-in authenticator. And it's to prevent people from getting hacked that don't have access to, you know, an authenticator. You can basically, from what I understand...
Wait, there's people out there that don't have an iPhone?
I think I don't have an iPhone.
Oh my
god. I have an Android phone, so I can still do it.
Well, they still have the authenticator in Android. You mean there's people out there without iPhones and Androids and all the smartphones?
I think so. I think there are actually living human beings that do not have an iPhone or an Android device, or, you know, have the miniature authenticator, which is something I have.
Next thing I know, you're going to tell me they still make the Yellow Pages.
You know what? That's what I'm about to tell you.
Oh my God.
So basically, they say, and I'm quoting from Blizzard, if you sign up for the Battle.net dial-in authenticator, you will be asked to make a toll-free phone call from a specific phone of your choosing to authorize unusual login attempts with the associated Battle.net account. Please note that you will only be asked to make this phone call when something about your login attempt appears to be out of the ordinary. For example, if you were to log in from a location from which you do not typically play, you may be asked to call in and provide your selected PIN and a unique single-use security code before access to the account will be granted. So that's how the dial-in authenticator works.
So you don't have to dial from the same phone.
Yes.
Okay, because that's good. Because I was thinking, like, okay, well, if you have to dial from one phone, and then, like, what if you always have to dial from that phone? Then if you're traveling, then you would have to use a cell phone, which if you have a cell phone, you should just download the app. So it wasn't making sense to me at first.
Well, if you have a BlackBerry, which I feel sorry for you, you probably can't.
So you're going to get all these emails from angry BlackBerry users. Your show is very ignorant.
But you know what? I wonder if you can – now I don't know about this, but I wonder if you can actually sign up for this and also have your authenticator, so it adds that extra level of security.
Like, really? Do you really need – you're not going to get two core hound pups out of it, so why?
I mean, there's people that are, you know, paranoid to the sense that they want every little specific thing.
I've been hacked, and it was like the worst experience ever in WoW, and it kind of turned me off to the game, and I didn't play for a long time. And that's too much security. Like, the authenticator on the mobile phone is fine.
But it's kind of cool that for those people that, you know, the lazy-minded people, they just can do this.
Or poor people. Or stubborn
those
people that don't want to get smart.
Those Go phones.
Yeah, the people, or the people that are just like, I don't need no stinking iPhone, you know.
Don't be calling me, I'm on my Go phone. Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get an iPhone because I can't play Snake on it.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
But yeah, they can, I mean, if somebody is trying to access their account and obviously they're not in the same location, it'll prompt them for that and they won't be hacked. So I think it's actually good still.
Well, that, I guess more security is good.
Yeah, it's good to have that.
Who on the gold farmers that ruined the game for everybody?
Yeah. Seriously, and I can't believe there's still gold farmers out there. I mean, do you know how easy it is to freaking make gold in the game?
You know the easiest way to stop gold farmers?
Huh.
Don't buy gold online.
I thought you were going to say don't buy Chinese products.
No, because I'm not racist. All right.
Racist either.
Yeah, sure. All right. Hey, every week here, we want to do a topic of the week here at Horde House. We're gonna have a topic of the week every week. That could be lore based. It could be class based. I don't know. But this week, since it is our first show, we thought we would do the topic of the week: my very first character. And I don't necessarily mean like the first character you took seriously, but like the first character you ever made in World of Warcraft. Tell us why you picked it, and you know what, how long it lasted. So who was your? I know you were talking a little earlier about your rogue, but was that your very very first character?
No, my very first character was a female human mage named Slythera, and she was so cool.
So what happened to her? Why did you abandon her? You hate her.
Well, I initially chose her because I was playing Final Fantasy XI at the time, and I liked the whole black mage, white mage, and I thought that, you know, hey, mage, you know, I like nuking things, I'm going to do it. And then I got to, like, level 26, I think, and I just wasn't feeling it, so I just abandoned her.
Do you still have her, or did you delete her?
No, I still have her.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Are you all right over there?
I'm
need a glass of water?
My own words. I can't. Okay. I miss her.
So. My very first character, and I actually played for the first time not long after the game was out, probably about 3 months after the game was first out, and I made a gnome warlock named Super Sprode. Was my very first character ever.
That.
Yes. And I did not understand what the fuck I was doing. And I quit the game like a month later
because
I didn't get it at all. And like, I didn't really have anyone to play with. Like, I kind of knew people that were playing, and supposedly I was in a guild with all these like guys I didn't know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they would all be talking about, you know, Molten Core and all this stuff. And I'd be like, hey guys, how do I get my little Void Walker? And you could just like,
exactly.
You could hear the sigh coming through.
It's funny because, like, you know, when I see people asking, you know, for help in trade chat, you know, and people flame them for it, I think that's really ridiculous because we were all there at one point. You know?
Well, you need to know that trade chat is not the place to
No,
so you
it's need to not.
Learn that lesson quick. It's Baron's chat is where you need to go for that.
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
You
Baron's
know,
chat is really reputable, you know.
There isn't really a Baron's chat on the Alliance side, I gotta say. That's one thing I noticed about playing Alliance. There really isn't that zone with the Terabad chat, like Baron's.
Yeah. I mean, would it be like Westfall chat?
No, it's just trade chat is worse.
Well, trade chat has really become the Baron's chat.
Yes.
You know.
Correct. Isn't it surprising that Blizzard's not really done anything about that? Like, I mean, I don't know what they can do.
Yeah.
But you gotta wonder. Like, they must know it's a problem.
I wonder if they could implement something to where it's like a trade, not necessarily like a free for all chat, but like, you know, have like a little interface thing where like, what are you looking for? What are you wanting to buy? You know, and you can select from some items and it'll post it in
or throttle it to one message every 5 minutes.
I don't think they're gonna do that.
And watch the forums get set ablaze with crying. That'd be great.
But you know, Baron's chat's probably coming back in Cataclysm anyway.
Oh, goody goody.
So
it's a good time to be Alliance. That's
it'll
all
be
I'm
two
saying.
Baron's chats.
It'll be a Gilneas chat or whatever. It'll be
yeah.
a Terabad thing.
Because yeah, exactly.
Even all the Horde people I know are gonna go roll Worgen. It's the reverse of Burning Crusade. Because remember how like. Nobody played Horde before Bruni said, well, that's not true. I'm going to get all these emails. I played Horde, you little bastard. But, like, most people, it was definitely skewed Alliance. You know, there was more people on the Alliance side. And then when Burning Crusade came out, like, everybody rolled a Blood Elf.
Yeah.
Everybody rolled a Blood Elf. And the server I played on at that time, which you played on too, started when Burning Crusade started. So mm-hmm. The Horde population was over half Blood Elf.
The reason why, I think, is because Horde also got paladins for the first time.
True.
So, nobody played shamans even before.
Nobody seemed to, hi, I'm a Draenei shaman, love me. Shut up.
It's like, shut up, go back to your planet. Yeah.
But
so
the
yeah.
Blood Elves do twirly jumps. You're from space.
Yeah, exactly. It's funny though because I think the last there's like people that compile information, those nerd of nerds that go in and they take data and they make up graphs and you can see what the most popular race is and stuff like that. And it's still humans, I believe, is the most popular race.
Because people want to make characters that look like themselves, even though it's like
Exactly.
impossible to do in Warcraft.
Yeah, and of
Well, I
course,
mean,
number
if
two is Blood Elf.
for some people. Anyway, all right, so that was our first characters. I don't know, anything else to say about your first experience? Like, how long did it last? How long did you play? You said you played your mage till 26, but how long did that take you?
Oh God, it took me a long time, and back then you didn't get all these experience gains and stuff. The only thing that you got that was worth anything was rested experience. So it definitely took a lot longer to level to cap, and I was just kind of feeling the pull of the leveling grind. I remember I was in Red Ridge Mountains, I didn't like it there, and I just wanted to go to that mysterious place. You know what I mean? That everybody's talking about. I wanted to go to Searing Gorge because I flew over that all the time, but never could get there because I was so low level and I didn't know anything about the game. So I just stopped, and I didn't really do anything until I leveled my rogue.
See, now when you get sick of questing, you can go level in PvP or you can go level in Dungeon Finder. These kids today don't know how good they have it.
Exactly. I used to walk to Ironforge in the snow
Yeah.
barefoot,
With your bare feet as a druid. Hey, let's read some tweets and emails. Although it's our first show, so we don't have a lot. So I want to invite people that listen to our show. Please don't hesitate to send us an email if you have anything you'd like us to talk about. On my other show, it's very big about giving people a voice and having a say. This show's a little bit different because we're more likely to mock you and make fun of you. But please email us anyway because we need fodder
We want to
for our
hear
show.
from
Yeah, we
you.
want to hear from you. We really do. We care. Tweets tonight. We have a couple tweets. Some very nice people.
We actually have tweets.
We have a Twitter
My
at
God.
twitter.com/hordehouse is where you can follow us on Twitter. And believe it or not, thanks to some cross promotion from the other show, I was able to get two tweets tonight. A whopping
Yay.
two tweets. Woo! Of course, if I posted more than like 2 hours in advance, I might have got more. Also, our email. We don't have any emails because I've never given out the email address before. We have a brand new email address. You ready? You ready? You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All one word.
Okay.
Horde House Podcast.
How clever.
Hordehousepodcast@gmail.com.
I'll email you now.
You should do that. All right.
Okay.
Let's go to tweets. Peeker Uno sends us the first tweet.
Okay.
And the question is, what are the things you'll miss the most once Cataclysm hits?
Oh, God. I think that I will miss. I don't miss fucking anything. Like, I'm all about like new stuff.
Baron's chat, because there's going to be North and South Barons now.
Yeah, there you go.
It's going away. I just realized Cataclysm's, there's not going to be Baron's chat anymore because there's not going to be any more Barons.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I'm not going to miss that at all.
No,
I
I
play
think there'll be
Alliance, for
two
heaven's
new
sake.
versions of Baron's chat. There'll be North and South, and but I think I'll miss a lot of the old stuff in truth. I think that just seeing that those old, skylines that are going to change is just kind of be kind of sad, but it's good though in a way. So,
I don't know. Like I'm gonna
thousand
miss.
needles.
I keep wanting to say I'm gonna miss Karazhan, even though it's not going anywhere. But like Karazhan's still cool. Like
ICC.
people aren't gonna care about Karazhan. Like at
I'll
least
still care
Lycus is
about
still on
Karazhan.
the mount. And chess. So I don't know what's going away permanently. That's like never coming back in Cataclysm. I mean,
ZG.
some zone. Okay, well, I'm not going to miss Tiger Runs because the fucking thing never drops. So I'm not going to miss that at all,
I
actually.
have a guildie that got the Raptor mount and the Tiger mount on the same freaking run.
Yay.
Yeah, we made it.
Congratulations. I hate you. I don't know if there's really anything else. I will not miss Aberdeen. Good riddance.
I didn't play there enough to really miss it, but I played the new version of Aberdeen. Pretty freaking cool.
Let's go to another tweet. Flacco Jones. Sounds like a cop or something. Flacco Jones wants to know, what is the last thing you want to accomplish in-game before the expansion hits and the first thing you want to do once it drops? So it's a two-part question. So
Herald of the Titans and then level to 85.
He almost took my answer. The first thing you want to do once it drops, grind the shit out of level 85 and get there as fast as possible, experience all the new content so I can wear it out quickly.
Exactly. So we can see it over and over and over again.
I want to find that new Halls of Stone and enjoy it immediately.
Yeah, it's going to be so interesting because all of the new content is so spread out this time. So it'll be definitely something new. I mean, trying to find all those new instances.
The first thing I want to do is level to 85 so I can go back and do everything I couldn't do in Wrath of the Lich King at level 80 because I suck at WoW. That's what I want to do. And believe me, that will happen. Because are the raid achievements going away and heroic bosses and all that stuff? I don't think they are.
No,
so there'll still be things to do.
You know, there's only a few that are going away.
So that's cool.
So, yeah.
So you can still get the Undying in Naxxramas or like run Naxxramas with 8 or less people, and they could just be 85.
Yeah, I got Undying just recently, nice. But you can still get it.
Nice. All right, let's see. So the last thing you want to accomplish in game when the expansion hits. For me, what do I want to do? I want to get my warrior a decent set of PvP gear. That's for sure. But I honestly really would like our guild to down the Lich King. But I also, at the same time, I don't want to set myself up for disappointment. Like, if it doesn't happen, I don't want to cry because it's just a game.
I think
I shouldn't cry over a game.
I think you'll get it.
I think we will, too. But, I don't want to
jinx yourself.
Exactly. But that is, I'm going to keep working at it with the guildies.
Just keep trying.
That's right. I'm going to believe in my dreams.
Okay.
All right.
Do that.
Hold on to that feeling.
I'm crying inside.
All right. That's it for tweets. So again, our Twitter is twitter.com/hordehouse, HORDEHOUSE, no spaces. And our email, hordehousepodcast@gmail.com.
You sounded kind of Spanish, like there. Like,
well, I am. I'm giving, you have to spam a little bit.
Hordehouse.com.
That's it. That's all I have on my agenda. Do you have anything else you want to talk about tonight, Extrovert?
My big gaping need to play Cataclysm.
Well, you're in the beta, so go play the beta. I haven't played the beta in like a month and a half, seriously.
I haven't either. I think that, and this is what happened with Wrath of Lich King with their beta. I played a lot of the Death Knight, you know, and I played what I really wanted to do, and I didn't want to see the rest.
That's kind of where I'm at. I didn't want to ruin, like, I don't want to have to do it twice.
Yeah.
But I do, like, part of me kind of wants to copy over one of those 85 pre-mades and just kind of, like, play around with the new paladin heals and stuff and the whole little, like, helper person you're supposed to have at 85 and all this crazy crap.
I did that.
See how that all works.
I played around with the new druids. I mean, there's no new resto druid stuff, but I played around with druids at level 85 for resto, and I really liked it.
Because you got your pretty new thing at level 80. That effervescence is all minty fresh and fun.
Yeah,
it's cute.
I love it, but they're nerfing it.
Oh, no. What are they doing to it?
They're basically making it the same as the new Pally ability, the Holy Radiance or whatever, where it will have diminishing returns the further away people are from the effect.
Oh.
So it's in a way a good thing because I guess they were just OP. So, but right now, I mean, it's nice to have it. I mean, efflorescence is like crazy good in certain fights right now. So I like having it right now.
All right. Well, we'll see what the future brings for us as we get closer and closer to Cataclysm. So I guess that's going to do it for our very first episode. Did you have fun, Extrafer? Was it a fun episode for you?
I just came.
All right. Well, you better get a towel. Do you have any final thoughts you want to leave our listeners?
Howie always says, bring a towel.
Do you have any final thoughts for the listeners tonight? Anything you want to say as your last thought?
My final thought is, I was just going to act like Jerry Springer, but I don't really have a final thought.
Take care of yourself and each other.
Yeah, take it easy. Easy.
My final thought is I have more vanilla Tootsie Rolls to eat because Halloween candy was on sale and I bought a shit ton of vanilla Tootsie Rolls and they're amazing. Yeah. I just want you to know.
So I bought mixed nuts this week and I blew through half of it, but I really shouldn't have that.
So stuff. You blew all your nuts this week.
I did. I blew my nut.
Hot. Not really though.
Self.
Yeah, now's definitely a good time to end the show. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in and listening to our show. Don't forget to email or tweet us so that way we have more stuff to talk about next week. Next week on the show, we're going to talk about more emails, and maybe we're going to start bringing on guests because I know that was something Extra and I talked about is that we'll have guests in the future.
That would be great.
So we might start the guest train next week, and we can pick on some more people about why they play WoW and all that fun stuff and what they're looking forward to in Cataclysm. So we'll see you next week, everybody.
All right. Take care.
Good night.
Bye.